Welcome back to A Time for Change. There was some big news coming out of the UN Climate Change Conference today. The first major deal to end deforestation by 2030. Here's UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Glasgow.
That means more leaders than ever before have now signed up to protect our forests from countries in the north and the south with temperate forests, tropical forests, and including nations like China, Russia, Brazil, some of the largest forest estates in the world. And what is most significant about this declaration is not just the range of countries coming together, but also that we're working in partnership with the private sector, with philanthropists, with indigenous people and local communities to address the economic drivers of deforestation.
World leaders also made promises to curb methane emissions. And President Biden said that the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, would limit methane emissions from oil and gas rigs right here in the U.S. Joining us now is Ramon Cruz, president of the Sierra Club. Now, Ramon, the Sierra Club has said that this UN climate change conference is a make or break moment. In your opinion, have world leaders risen to this moment with resolve? Are these promises going to make that much of a difference at this point?
Well, certainly, I mean, we will take any advances, but you're right. You know, the scientific community have raised the alarm. I mean, we have raised the alarm for the last, you know, 30 years, three decades already. And, you know, we should have been much more ahead of the game. However, you know, having said that, you know, it is very encouraging to see some of the successes of this, you know, of the summit so far in day one, especially when it comes to what you mentioned about deforestation, the methane, and also the what we're seeing in terms of coal financing. So yeah, there's some promising there. But are we where we should be to keep the warming to 1.5 degrees? Definitely not. And therefore, countries, especially developed countries that created the problem, that have the resources, should step up their ambition.
And before this Glasgow conference, Biden had already set the goal of cutting greenhouse gases by 50% by the end of the decade. But that legislation that would have helped make that happen got stalled in Congress. So what's different this time?
Well, we're definitely doing as much as we can, and many other organizations that are working to push for the legislation and the Build Back Better plan, and to do it together. You know, both the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better. So I think you know, what President Biden has proposed, it is by far the biggest commitment that the U.S. have had in terms of climate action. So therefore, that's why we're so excited to push for that and to support the administration on that. However, you know, we know that it's not an easy way, and that we should be pushing for the Senate to pass that bill together with the House. So certainly, the president needs that to also have the moral authority to ask, you know, to ask other countries to follow suit, to be able to address the problem of climate change in the way that it's needed. And that's the global community in general. The U.S. need to lead again, but it needs to do it with a substance, no, with setting an example.
And let's talk about that pledge to end deforestation by 2030 to protect the lungs of our planet. Any indication how much that would cost Americans? Biden says the U.S. would contribute billions to that global effort.
Well, remember that it's important that we see this as not only, you know, as Americans will pay for that, it's the whole community, the whole global community. The fact that Brazil is part of that, of this effort, is pretty big. You know, remember that they have the equivalent of of Donald Trump in their presidency. However, you know, to bring them to the table, it's important. And so the U.S. Will contribute as much as other countries have. But yeah, it's something that that it's very encouraging for the future.
And Steve Schwartzman of Blackstone, I'm sure you're familiar with him, recently at a conference in Saudi Arabia said that ESG investing is diverting investments from oil and gas companies. And he said, quote, if you try and raise money to drill holes, it's almost impossible to get that money. Now, does the White House's announcement of new regulations on methane emissions mean the days where oil and gas companies get to influence our sources of energy are numbered?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly. I mean, we have seen that, you know, in the last decade that the market is turning the page in fossil fuels. And so definitely, you know, we cannot be talking about, you know, reaching our goals in terms of climate change if we continue to drill the, you know, and so, yeah, the methane is an important one. It's a very potent, you know, greenhouse gas. And so so that is very encouraging. And now also with coal, you saw that that G20 announcement that there's not going to be any more financing of coal projects overseas. We need to deal with the domestic part in many of the countries that continue to burn coal. But then we see encouraging things like Mayor Bloomberg announced in terms of stepping up the international campaign to go beyond coal. And so, you know, at the Sierra Club, we paired up with Bloomberg Philanthropies for many years in what was one of the most successful environmental campaigns in history. And so we have seen how 2/3 of the coal plants in the U.S. are already scheduled to close. So it is clear that the market already turned the page and that we shouldn't be burning using technologies of the 1800s, you know, when we have new technology to focus on renewable energy. So, you know, it is, again, very encouraging to see, you know, in this day one of the COP, how we are actually targeting very specific issues that are very problematic, that have caused the problem, you know, in the world right now. And so, yeah, we should go beyond coal and we should target methane and oil and gas as well. So, so again, very encouraging in that area.
Encouraging and a lot of work left to do. Ramon Cruz joining us from the UN Climate Change Conference. Thanks so much.